light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Names is a striking contemporary debut that transforms the ordinary habit of naming into a lens for examining identity, belonging, and memory. Florence Knapp crafts a supple, intimate narrative voice that invites readers into the private spaces where names are chosen, shed, misheard, and reclaimed. Across its pages, the novel tracks a life in motion as paperwork, family stories, and everyday encounters reveal how labels shape the self as much as the self shapes labels. Knapp balances tenderness with sharp insight, guiding us through the quiet dramas of kinship, class, and place without losing the propulsion of a well-built story. The book achieves a rare synthesis of emotional depth and formal invention, offering literary pleasure alongside thought-provoking ideas. Celebrated in major press, it signals the arrival of a writer with command of both language and structure, and it will resonate with anyone who has ever felt the weight, or the liberation, of a name. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, names, identity, and the stories we inherit. At the heart of the novel is a simple question with profound consequences. Who are we when the names that shape us change, multiply, or fall away? Knapp explores naming as a live process rather than a fixed label. A first name can be a gift or a burden, a surname can connect or separate, and a nickname can become a shield. Through everyday scenes in offices, classrooms, and kitchens, the novel shows how names affect how others read us and how we read ourselves. Mispronunciations signal power imbalances, formal titles carry both prestige and pressure, and the act of choosing a new name can be a declaration of autonomy. The book also traces linguistic roots and etymologies as narrative threads, linking personal identity to cultural history. This thematic core brings clarity to questions of self-invention, the tug of family expectation, and the subtle negotiations we make when we decide how to introduce ourselves to the world. Secondly, family archives, secrets, and intergenerational memory. The Names treats family history as an archive that is both intimate and unreliable. Letters, certificates, notebooks, and oral anecdotes appear as artifacts that themselves demand interpretation. Knapp captures the way households curate memory, sometimes deliberately, sometimes by accident, and how gaps in records become the most eloquent pages. The novel is attentive to the choreography of silence, what is kept in a drawer, what is said in a rush, what is rewritten each holiday around a table. These choices reveal fault lines of love, duty, and shame. As the protagonist navigates conflicting accounts, the reader learns to read between lines, to notice marginalia and bureaucratic marks that carry surprise. Without relying on melodrama, the book shows how a small discovery can reorder a life, and how knowing or unknowing can both protect and harm. The result is a moving portrait of how families transmit not only names, but also values, fears, and unfinished stories. Thirdly, inventive structure and braided narrative technique. Form is doing serious work in this debut. Knapp structures the novel as a braid of timelines and textures, allowing memory, present action, and documentary fragments to echo one another. Chapters often close on an image or a linguistic motif that reappears pages later in a new context, rewarding careful reading and rereading. The book makes space for lists, brief vignettes, and moments of near-essayistic reflection, yet it remains driven by scene and voice. This balance supports a story that is at once intimate and capacious, moving quickly while giving depth to each revelation. Transitions feel organic rather than decorative, and the use of recurring phrases mirrors how names recur in life, taking on different meanings over time. The structure also dramatizes uncertainty. The reader experiences the piecemeal assembly of a self alongside the protagonist, which generates momentum without relying on conventional twists. It is a formal design that enhances accessibility rather than creating distance. Fourthly, language, class, and the everyday mechanics of power. The names shows how institutions turn names into tools. School registers, hiring portals, waiting room forms, and legal documents all appear as sites where identity is translated into data. Knapp writes these spaces with acute sociological attention, revealing who is heard quickly, who is asked to repeat, and who is corrected. Through this lens, class becomes audible in accent, visible in spelling, and palpable in the confidence with which characters move through official settings. The book also considers migration and regional difference without flattening experience into a single narrative. Code switching, self-editing, and the choice to keep or change a name become strategies for navigation. Rather than delivering a thesis, the novel renders power in action, at human scale, and invites readers to recognize similar dynamics in their daily lives. The insight is practical as well as ethical. Understanding how language operates can open pathways to fairness, empathy, and self-advocacy. Lastly, place, mapping, and the longing to belong. Setting is not backdrop in this novel. It is an instrument tuned to the key of identity. Streets, bus routes, riverbanks, and housing estates accrue meaning as the story progresses, and the naming of places becomes a parallel to the naming of people. Knapp excels at showing how a city can feel both sheltering and abrasive, how a small town can be both archive and rumor mill. Public maps mark one reality, while private mental maps mark another, and the tension between them drives some of the book's most beautiful passages. As the protagonist learns which doorbells to press and which corners to avoid, readers feel the texture of belonging develop underfoot. The evocation of place also anchors the narrative ethically. Community support, neighborhood surveillance, and the kindness of strangers all alter the path of a life. By the end, where you are and what you are called feel inseparable, which makes the title resonate on many levels. In conclusion, The Names will reward readers who value thoughtful literary fiction, layered structure, and emotional honesty. It is ideal for book clubs that enjoy rich discussion, for writers interested in how form can serve character, and for anyone curious about how language shapes experience. The book can benefit your life by sharpening attention to the everyday forces that name and frame you, from the forms you fill to the stories you tell. It models how to approach family history with rigor and care, how to sit with ambiguity without paralysis, and how to claim agency without erasing the past. Choose this novel over others because it delivers both intellectual substance and narrative warmth, because its craft invites rereading, and because its insights are portable beyond the page. Knapp offers not a neat lesson, but a durable set of tools for seeing and speaking clearly, which is a gift that continues long after the final chapter. If you would like to support Florence Knapp, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine are tree, better